wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
And straight from the set of CNN in New York with Soledad O'Brien, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Straight from the set. I asked the question to the doctor about the PSA test, the guy who developed it, and I said, look, I got to go. I need to answer this question. He's in the middle of the answer, and I'm running down the hallway getting here, but it's all good. folks, the U.S. Preventative Task Force released an answer yesterday that, frankly, is stunning, befuddling, and it just is so – I don't understand what's going on. They basically have said the PSA test that men take to detect prostate cancer doesn't work, so therefore it's a waste of time. It could cause more harm, so why even bother? It has frankly confused a lot of people, and so we had to turn to Dr. Terry Mason. Of course, he is the commissioner for Cook County Health Department, a phenomenal brother. Doc, please explain this, because men are in limbo. I'm a huge proponent of pushing men to get these tests. Black men die at a higher rate of prostate cancer than anybody else, and these folks are saying, don't take the test.
Well, first of all, Roland, thank you very much for having me on the show. Secondly, let me just say that African-American men have higher death rates from all cancers, not just prostate cancer, but gotcha. All cancers. Two, three, in terms of the prostate cancer test, the National Medical Association Urology Section, which is the urology section of the Black Medical Society, has determined that the data upon which this recommendation is based upon has some issues and does not address the issues of men at higher risk, such as African-American men. And therefore, they are recommending that we continue screening African-American men for prostate cancer.
Now, I'm 43. We hear PSA tests. We hear rectal exam. You say that 80% of the prostate cancer is missed by even the rectal exams.
That's correct. You have to finding a nodule on the prostate by rectal exam is probably not the best way to do it. It's what we had a long time ago. But most prostate cancer in this country is suspected by an abnormal PSA. The PSA does not diagnose prostate cancer. Let me just say that. It does not diagnose prostate cancer. What you do is you get a test, and the result tells the doctor whether or not there is an issue that may be with your prostate cancer, but the test itself cannot diagnose prostate cancer.
Okay, so the finger is what we're talking about.
The digital exam.
Oh, right.
Right.
If you feel your knuckle, if you just reach over there and feel your knuckle on your hand, and we put the finger in the rectum, that's what we're trying to feel. Is there a bump as hard as your knuckle on your prostate?
Don't now, do it now, Jay. Not now.
No, not now. This is the least effective way of diagnosing prostate cancer. It's what we did a long time ago before there was a PSA test. So we don't. That is not an effective way of diagnosing prostate cancer.
Okay, so what is an effective way of diagnosing?
First of all, the only way you can make a diagnosis of prostate cancer is to have a biopsy. That is, take tissue out of the prostate. And the way you get to a biopsy, and this is what people are saying, is that you have a blood test called the PSA, prostate-specific antigen. If that test is elevated, then that leads you to suspect that there may be a problem with the prostate. It doesn't have to be. It could be infection. If you had sex the night before and had an orgasm, that could elevate the PSA. So a number of things that could elevate the PSA. So it is not in and of itself. It's just an indicator that there may be smoke, but not necessarily fire.
It just sounds very frustrating.
Right. I mean, it's like
frustrating for you.
It's like men are confused. No, and actually,
let me just say something, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got to remember that the prostate is only one organ in the body. There are other cancers that black men have. Almost every cancer black men have more of than everybody else. And so we focus on this one, but we also have stomach cancer, more cancer of the throat, more cancer of the colon, more cancer of the lung, more cancer of the small intestine, more myeloma. So we should talk about this in the context of all of the other cancers that African-American men have and all of the things that would help prevent all of those cancers. Number one, stop smoking. Number two, eat more fruits and vegetables. Number three, exercise. Number four, drink water. Number five, decrease the amount of well-done meat that you eat, particularly beef.
Okay. Doc, you're going to have a prostate cancer deal
at
Malcolm X College?
Saturday, June 16th, Malcolm X. We're going to talk about what we know and what we don't know about prostate cancer. We'd like to see everybody come out right here in Chicago, Malcolm X, 10 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, June 16th.
Brothers go, sisters tell them you don't go, no sex. Cut them off. Dr. Mason, we appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
No problem. Have a great
All right.
All right, folks.
I'm drinking my water right now.
Drink your water. Later.